Whirring guns have stopped his heart. War has split his brain apart. Battle's over. Peace is here. Racing to erase his fear, he marches home through shadowlands, craving family, love, and clan. The sunlight dims, lilacs fade. Music lingers, still unplayed, in worlds of promises betrayed. Shell-shocked after years of war, a soldier trudges homeward through a shattered world, tramping over rutted roads. Memories of his family, friends, and fiancée are all that give him strength to stumble on. He dreams of his familiar loved ones, living in a world of peace, awaiting his return. His heart quickens as he nears the farm town, nestled in green pastures by a stream. His steps lighten as he nears his home. But he hears the shriek of carrion crows and sees, far off, ravens circling round the spire of the church. All is silent. There is no laughter, no sound of men at work, nor cattle lowing, nor bird song in the air. A gentle breeze brings the harsh, familiar stench of charred buildings and of rotting flesh. Suddenly, our soldier trembles, and his soul grows cold. He sits down beside the sparkling stream whose purling is the song of long-remembered happiness. He reaches in his pack and brings out the old fiddle that his grandfather gave him many years ago and taught him how to play. Through years of warfare, he has carried it. He has played it often in the lull of battle to lift his spirits and rouse his comrades from despair. Now, standing in the shadow of a willow tree, chilled by foreboding, he plays once more.
Thank you.
It's a lively tune, but a shade, well, desperate, I'd say. Our soldier, lost in playing, looks up in surprise. A tiny white-haired old gentleman, attired in a dapper frock coat, sits blithely on a nearby tree stump, legs crossed, and smiling at him. Oh, I didn't mean to shock you. I heard you playing, and I couldn't resist. Such a strange old melody, and such a very fine old violin. Those things are rare now in these parts. I've been away so long, our soldier sighs. Yes, I see that. And I'm afraid that you will find things very changed. My family, my... The soldier stutters on the verge of tears. We need not tell such sad tales yet. Sorrow will find time enough. But you are tired and distraught. Let me play for you on that fine old fiddle. Do let me give you that small happiness. Give it to me, and I promise I will live. Your soul. Suddenly, our soldier is paralyzed with fear. His grandfather often told him that music is life. The violin and the music in it were his and his alone. Never should he give it to another. But our soldier is so very tired, and his aching heart so very full of longing. The little man is so genial, so persistent, his voice so silken smooth. He reaches for the instrument. His fingers are remarkably supple, long, and white. Our soldier's fear flares and fades, and he surrenders his violin. He grows sleepy, and dreamscapes begin to crowd at the edges of his sight. The little gentleman deftly tucks the fiddle beneath his chin, and as if the violin had been his forever, then begins to play.
Thank you.
fiery melodies, our soldier's heart, so long tortured and frozen, breaks like a thawing river through a dam. He seems to rise up into the sky. He flies on hidden wings, like a cloud racing through the air. Below, the empty farmland and his hometown disappear, and with them all his fears and hopes. Now he finds himself drifting through the boulevards of a great metropolis. Nightclubs, dance halls, restaurants, and cafes are filled with handsome young men and elegant women strolling together, laughing and kissing ardently. Neon lights in every color flicker on and off. Bright music fills the air. A hero does not know if it is night or day. He finds himself in a dim-lit bar. A young woman, slender, blonde, and slightly resembling his fiancée, but much more bold, takes him in her perfumed arms and leads him to the dance.
Thank you.
our soldier, now quite transformed, inherits all. He has an estimable and prosperous existence, ornamented with the love of a beautiful wife, the admiration of three graceful children, and the respect of his employees and faithful servitors. This well-established life is spiced by dalliance with a Spanish mistress, regular visits to the casino, and weekend hunting trips on the estates of his noble friends. His life is a happy dance to a chipper and giddy tune. Vanished. The violin is gone. Our soldier shuts his eyes and hopes that when he opens them, his dream life will return. But no, his body aches. He has no choice but to continue marching on his weary journey home. Soon enough, he arrives at his village. All is quiet. Nothing seems changed. His neighbors are returning from the fields. He waves, but they do not notice him. He enters his house. His parents, his brothers, and his sister are having dinner. He greets them, but they continue eating as if he were not there. He sits down at the table at his empty place. His mother looks towards him and silently begins to cry. The others look away and do not speak. He takes some bread, but cannot break it. Galvanized in sudden shock, he bursts from the house and runs to the tavern. All his friends are there. His best friend is flirting with his fiancée. She blushes, and she strokes his cheek. She simpers. Our soldier shouts in outrage, but no one hears. He strikes the deceitful suitor, but the man does not feel the blow. He reaches for his sweetheart's arms, but his hands pass through her flesh. She shrinks from him as from a draft, and suddenly, as if he were on fire, he flees. All is burning, pain, mirage, and dream. Then from afar, he hears the pale demon's agile hand draw more fevered and seductive melodies from his own violin. "Give me back my violin! Why have you done this to me?" the soldier cries. If he could, he would die. But frenzied music draws him helpless on. His feet, his legs, his torso, and his head gyrate and cannot stop and cannot rest. You Satan, how can you be here? He cries in anguished rage. Ah, the sly old gent calls sweetly back. This is hell. Nor am I out of it. Still unplayed in worlds of promises betrayed.